Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about green heavy equipment, which is environmentally friendly. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The human process is nothing if it is not complete, competent enough to save its own race and what is ideally happening in today's times that we are making living more complicated and that what it was a few decades ago. Again, you know, you got to be conscious of this diesel that you're spinning in the air and all that. Our stance of living and our health has gone for a complete toss, and people are suffering from all sorts of health-related issues. One major reason why we have to live an unhealthy life is air pollution from all kinds of vehicles, heavy equipment, and everything. If we feel that eating wrong is to cause a number of health-related issues, we are not wrong in considering that a big threat. However, that is still manageable and that is entirely in our control. We can change our lives, our lifestyle, just in case we feel that we're getting out of hand and will result in losing our life, but there is not much we can do about the air that we breathe. We have to get out of our homes and we have to breathe constantly. We are inhaling poisonous air and making ourselves sick. Heavy equipment has a major role to play when it comes to polluting the environment. They emit huge portions of toxins in the air, causing numerous health-related complications. People are becoming prone to diseases like asthma, heart strokes, lung cancer, and so on and so forth. You know, you got to do what's right, people. We got to do what's right. Diesel runs heavy equipment are the major source of emitting poisonous gas and making living next to impossible for people living close to construction sites. In such a situation, it becomes very important for heavy equipment manufacturer companies to introduce machines that are eco-friendly. The term eco-friendly denotes to things that do not cause or comparable cause harm to the environment. You know, it's like a green machine, you know, what they always put out nowadays. Government of developed countries are also taking the initiatives by introducing subsidies to lands to construction companies who are using eco-friendly heavy equipment. Eco-friendly heavy equipment are available in the market. It's just that they are expensive as compared to the conservative form of the machines and perhaps have a few performance-related issues. Well, the equipment manufacturer companies are working hard to fill this gap and to manufacture more machines and that do not let down their clients' one grounds of performance. They understand how important performance is for the company working in the construction domain. You know, performance, production means everything in this business. The government is also setting up various environmental standards that speaks about the standards of the engine equipment manufacturing companies should be producing. They are kind of setting up a regulation and all equipment producing companies should standardly stick onto those parameters. The sad part of the story is that regulations is applicable only for the newly built machines, not for the existing ones, which are major contributors of air pollution, you know. And you know, we got to do something about that, you know. Do some special packages to all these people that have these older machines. These mean that it will take another couple of decades for environmental friendly machines to go obsolete, substantially causing more harm to the people and claiming more lives. In order to curb this menace, The government is urging the construction companies to ensure that they are conducting regular maintenance of their machines and applying mechanisms to reduce the emissions of the toxins. You know, we got to take care of this world. If we don't, we're going to be in trouble here soon. You know, global warming is around. You know, I mean, hello. There's places that you'd see that would be in shorts right now. And some places they have been in shorts right now. And some is snowing in certain areas. Again, if you have any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.